Central Albertans were able to see aircraft and classic cars up close at the Props and Pistons show in Shine. The event, which hasn't been held since 2023, returned to the Red Deer Regional Airport on Saturday, May 31. Props and Pistons is a really great event for the airport, said Nancy Peisch, Red Deer Regional Airport CEO. We're bringing out the community to experience aviation and also automobiles. We partnered with Red Deer Cruise Night, so they're running the car show component, while we're able to provide that airport experience. There are so many unique aircraft that we house out here on a regular basis, so it's a lot of fun to invite the community to come and check them out. Props and Pistons was first created prior to COVID, but was put on pause during the pandemic. It returned as part of the Red Deer Air Show in 2023, but wasn't held last year due to construction at the airport. Peisch said the hope was to see about 5,000 people come to this year's edition of the event. As an airport, we're excited about this event and the aviation interaction that it provides for the community. We're also excited by the partnerships that we've been able to establish, Peisch said. We hosted a drive-in movie at Heritage Ranch. Friday, May 30th, we intended to have one on set at the airport, but it didn't work out the way we wanted. We were able to partner with Heritage Ranch because they were already having a drive-in movie. Lots of Props and Pistons guests were able to take in the movie. Today, we're also working with the Red Deer Food Bank, the Harvard Historical Aviation Society, the Springbrook Community Association, Red Deer Cruise Night, and a few other community organizations. They can use today as a fundraiser, as well as an opportunity for some exposure. The airport also served as the venue for the Red Deer Flying Club's annual pancake breakfast earlier in the day. That is a fundraiser for their organization. It really helps support general aviation at our airport, which is something we support. We love to see general aviation come in and out. It's been a lifeline for us for years, said Peisch.